Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So new pension changes are coming into effect in the UK in the coming months when the state pension will increase. But if you worked there for 3 years or more, and if you paid national insurance contributions in that time, then you're entitled to claim a pension. But the rules are changing, and that'll make that process more difficult after the 5th of April this year. So here to talk us through what you need to do is our resident financial expert, Owen McGee. Owen, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Clare. Good morning.
We mentioned during the week that you were coming on to talk about this, and we had a huge reaction because, of course, so many people worked in the UK for a number of years and may be entitled to a bit of a pension at least.
Yeah, absolutely. And interestingly enough, the figures when we look at it, even if you just look at this, the census from the last 10 years, there's 80,000 people less living in the UK, Irish living in the UK now than there was 10 years ago. So even if you just take the last 10 years, we're talking about 80,000 people are probably affected by this. The people I'm talking to here are people who once worked in the UK, had at least 3 years, consecutive 3 years of national insurance, what we'd call PRSI here, contributions. That's the first hurdle rate. You have to get over the tree. If you're only there for 2 years or 18 months, you can forget about it. You can chew, well, don't shoot out. It might be interesting
or
to listen to the rest.
In two chunks.
Yes.
3 years so, in
with
two
the consecutive,
chunks.
Yeah, but it has to be consecutive. There has to be a consecutive three-year period in there somewhere. And that's the first hurdle. That's to see if you can then go on. Because to get a state pension of any description from the UK, you do need to have a full 10 years. OK, so if you've only got 4 years or 5 years or you've got the 3 years, then you need to go and make an inquiry with the UK pensions authorities to say, can I buy any of the years I've missed since then? OK, so if you were there in the 80s or the 90s, it doesn't matter how far back you go. If you have the three consecutive years, you can make an inquiry and say, I'd like to buy voluntary contributions, national insurance contributions to bring me up to the 10 years. And that's the first thing that you need to do. And this can work really, really well because they'll give you the maths. We'll go into the maths now in a second. They'll give you the figures. You pay X amount per year and we'll give you the year's service. Once you get up to 10, you're now entitled to a state pension. The maximum state pension you can get in the UK right now is £185 per week. It's not to be sneered at all. Like, it's a decent contribution. And what will happen here is on the, generally what happens, Claire, is you're allowed to go back 6 years. So you can look back over the last 6 years, and if you've missed any of the last 6 years, you can buy them, make a national, a voluntary national insurance contribution and buy any of the last 6 years. Up to the 5th of April this year, there's still a window open where you can buy the years that you might have missed between 2006 and 2016. From the 5th of April onwards, they're shutting that door and you won't be able to buy any of the years you missed between 2006 and 2016. You'll only ever be able to go back 6 years. So if you have 3 years and you're only allowed to go back six, that only brings you up to nine and you're getting nothing.
What if you worked in the UK prior to 2006?
Well, you still missed 2006 to 2016. So this is the year. What you're looking for here is you're trying to bridge the gap by buying the years that you weren't in the UK.
Yes.
So even if you had, if you were there in 1988 to 1991, you got your three consecutive years. You weren't there from 2006 to 2016 up until the 5th of April. This year, you'll be able to buy enough years from those years to get you up to the 10.
Okay.
After the 5th of April, you will only be able to go back over the 6 years. So you'll need that. That doesn't rule everybody out. But if you've only got the 3 years, you will be ruled out now because you can only get up to nine.
And what people will want to know is how much does it cost to do that?
OK, so there's two classes of national insurance voluntary contributions you can make. Class two and class three. I know this all sounds very technical. Class two is covering the majority of people. Like anybody I've seen who has done this process ends up in class two. Class two are for people who are no longer in the UK and they're working somewhere else. And they're relatively cheap. You're talking kind of £160 per year, okay? Class three are for people who are no longer in the UK and they're not working somewhere else. So say you're here and you're not working, then it's class three and that's about £800 per year. And to give you an idea of what that's going to do, you still get the same benefit in terms of when you retire. You still get the same benefit out the back of it. And it's £275 extra for every year that you buy. So to put that in perspective, you write a cheque for £800 and you have to live for about 3 years after you retire to get your £800 back. Mm-hmm. If you're on class two, which most people are on class two because they're no longer living in the UK and they are working here, then you have to live for 7 months after you retire to get your
money back. To make your money back.
Yes.
You're not going to get the full state pension, though, if you only have 10 years of national insurance contributions, or are you?
Potentially you could, because depending on what age you are, you can go backwards and you can buy the years that you weren't in the UK not paying national insurance, but you have your 3 years starting point. But you also can go forward, so you can make national voluntary contributions from now until retirement too. So you can keep going. It might be difficult to get to the full whack unless you've actually just only left recently and you've got a couple of years to go. But you can get close enough. Like, you can get decent contributions in there for the past, and you can get decent contributions in between now and retirement as well.
How do you go about applying for all of this and then doing the deal if you need to buy back those years?
So typically what will happen is, I would say there's lots of different things. There's not a whole pile about this on in the media. And to be fair, if I was the UK government, would I be shouting from the rooftops?
Probably not,
right? There's not a whole
But now listen, we should say people who worked in the UK and paid their national insurance, they're entitled to this, aren't they?
And this is one of the things that people get confused about. People think, oh, my PRSI, that's a tax. My national insurance, that's a tax. It's not. It's an insurance policy. And it covers you if you're out of work. In here, it covers you if you're out of work or if you're sick. So it covers the bad things, but it also covers the good things that you manage to live beyond retirement. And that's your payback for paying that insurance, not tax. So you are entitled to it. You paid for it, and therefore you should have an entitlement if you meet the criteria. How people go about it. Sometimes people are struggling to find their national insurance number. They're struggling to find their government ID. And there's a very simple, straightforward. If you go to gov.uk/IPC, which stands for International Pension Centre, IPC/personal-details is an inquiry form. It's very straightforward. Name, your date of birth and your inquiry. And that'll start the ball rolling. This process takes time, right? I would say this is not something that you're going to leave till the 4th of April. If you're listening to this now, you think there's a possibility that this applies to you, go and check it out now. Don't leave it.
Okay, because you could be locked out after the 5th of April, which is why we're talking about it now, to give people a bit of time. Now, will we go to some of the questions that we've had in on this? Because we had quite a lot, as I said. Tom says, if I'm already retired and I'm 65, what can you do? Tom worked for 6 years in the UK in the 80s.
Yeah. So what I would say I would start with that one that I just called out, gov.uk.ipc.personal-details, and I would start there and make the inquiry. It's a slightly different process for somebody who's already retired compared to somebody who is pre-retirement, and they will start helping them out from there. What I would say is online is the best way to approach this. Like, I've heard of people writing to them and taking a long time to get them. When you do it online, like, most companies, no different. The UK government is no different than most companies. We're set up for online now. There's a record for it online, and it's easier to follow it up. And I would suggest it's going to happen quicker if you do it online. Mm-hmm. If you're not in a position to do it yourself online, get someone to help you out with it.
Okay. Are there some brokers then who are doing this work around the place?
You need to be really careful about this. And I need to be careful about this. I am authorised by the Central Bank to give advice on products and services in Ireland. I can give opinion on stuff outside. We don't deal with this in our private practice. We do hold our clients' hands, if they're existing clients or new clients, hold our clients' hands to help them through this process. But this is something you can do. You need to do yourself, and you will get help and support and guidance. But you're not getting advice here. So be very careful about that.
Also worth knowing.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, this one, my husband passed away last year. He's working here in Ireland at the time. But for the previous 7 years up until August of 2021, he had been employed in construction in England. And this person would like to know, do I have pension claims over there, and how do I do it, and who do I need to contact?
Again, that same website, and I posted up afterwards, but that same inquiry form is where I would start. The question might be answered here. When you move to the UK, and that's actually one of the big differences between Class 2 and Class 3 in terms of what you're entitled to, that person, I wonder, are they in receipt of an Irish widow's pension? And therefore, has that preceded the UK state pension entitlement on the widow side? Interestingly enough, on the other side right now, you can actually claim an old age pension from the UK and Ireland. It doesn't affect... Don't know why, but that's what happens right now. I don't know if that'll change in the future. I would suggest that person needs to make that inquiry and see if they're in receipt of an Irish widow's pension. I'm not sure it'll double up in that circumstance, but make the inquiry and see. It's okay. Definitely worth checking it out.
If you're claiming the pension for yourself, you're saying you can get both, and that's very important for people to know who might think they're not entitled to
Right now
both.
You can, and I think that's strange. But yeah, look, but that's how it exists, right? Say nothing, that's right. Let's not tell the nation.
Michael says, just wondering if I could be entitled to a UK state pension, even a small one, as I worked in the UK for 3 summers in the 1960s, 3 and 4 months at a time, paid taxes, I got payslips, it was all legitimate. How and where would I check this out?
Again, check that inquiry form, but my opinion on that is that's not 3 consecutive years. That's not 36 months in a row. It's 3 and 4 months, then 3 and 4 months a year later, and 3 and 4 months. So I would suggest probably falls under the 3 year rule.
Yes, the next one then, I'd say you're going to give the same answer, because this person worked in the UK from 1988 until 1990. That's 2 years.
Yeah.
You'd be entitled either?
I wouldn't think so.
And you're not entitled to go into the buyback scheme?
No, because you have to have, that's the first hurdle, to get over the 3 years so that you can then make voluntary contributions to bring yourself up to 10. And you don't get anything if you've less than 10.
Okay, Owen worked in the UK for 8 years in the NHS before moving to Ireland. I'm sure so many people here in Ireland worked in the NHS. And he's been told that he can buy back service, but at the higher contribution rate.
That's in, the class 3, I'd
yes,
say.
Yes, in order to bring the UK state pension from £50 a week to £114 a week. And Owen is 57. Is it worth doing? He says he can't remember the amount that they said it would cost. You have a fair idea.
Yeah.
What do you think?
So I would say it's going to add about, every year he buys, going to add about £275. It's going to cost him £800-ish. If he lives for 3 years post-retirement, it'll be worth his while.
Okay.
And I'm going to be honest, this is Rolls-Royce pension. I champion pensions in here all the time, right? This is a pension from the UK state. It's solid gold. It's Rolls-Royce. If you can grab it, grab it. The maths generally works out incredible. Not generally, the maths works out really well.
Do it, Owen. Do it is the advice.
Yep.
Bill has been an NHS and was an NHS worker for 12 years, from 1985 to 1997. On and off, and paid national insurance. He returned to Ireland in 1997. He's never done anything about the UK state pension. What do I need to do now, and how will these new changes affect me?
gov.uk/IPC/personal-details. That's where I would start, because if it's on and off, you need to see if you've got your 36 months in a row, which seems to be their hurdle rate. Go and make an inquiry on your behalf. Just go and check it and see. And the fact that it was a long period of time, you'd hope there was a 36 month period that was consecutive.
Hopefully. And Bill, I'm sure, will know that straight away himself. Liz was over 20 years in the UK working in two segments, from 1989 to 1993. That's 4 years. And again from 97 to 2016 in the UK. So well over the threshold. Do I need to make additional contributions to claim the pension? Liz is 55.
You should be able to still get it, but I would still say there's a gap there that you could whatever about, I think she's there from 2006 to 2016, I think was what it said there. But there might be an opportunity for her to top it up each year from now until retirement.
Yeah, 97 to 2016 was her second.
So she has
stint.
The 10 years that she doesn't have to worry too much about the 5th of April deadline, because she already has those years in the bag. She was there from 2006 to 2016. She could still go back over the last couple of years since she came home, over the last 6 years, and she should do that now. And she could be able to make contributions from now until retirement too. So it's definitely worth her checking it out.
All right. And no national insurance number. So Phil can't find the English PRSI, the national insurance number. How do you get that?
There is actually a way that you can just make an inquiry and you'll get it. The problem is sometimes they're looking for a British passport number and a couple of other things. Again, go back to this. I know I keep going back, but it's a really catch-all, that email address, or that website address.
Do you have that written down in front of you? Because I've just a listener saying that they're getting an error on it. Do you have it there?
And we gov.uk/IPC/personal-details.
Okay, we'll put that up on our own social media so that people can get it. This one, if I have 10 years of national insurance contributions to get a proportion of the full pension.
Yes, that's absolutely. If you've got the full 10 years, you're already entitled to it.
But you're saying you can top up.
You can still top
up.
And it makes financial sense to do so.
All right, Owen, that's really interesting. And it affects a lot of people here in Ireland who spend time in the UK. So thank you very much for bringing that to us. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Susan Jackson. A lot of you have been asking for the email address to check if you have a UK state pension entitlement. Here's that address now. We're going to put it out on social media as well. It's secure.dwp.gov.uk/IPC/personal-details. It's very complicated. That sounds like a website address rather than an email address. We have it up on Twitter now too. I'm going to say it again, secure.dwp.gov.uk/IPC/personal-details. I wonder why it's so complicated. Do you think that they didn't want us to know what it was, or how to get hold of it, or how to find out whether you're entitled to a UK pension? Let's take a break.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.